We're going to talk with Ross Haynes. He is just been announced as the newest senior fellow with the Atlantic Institute of Market Studies. And we'll introduce or reintroduce you to Mr. Haynes when we return. Yeah, more weather moving in, but we're not talking about the weather here today. We're talking about what? Well, we're talking about a new voice, a new voice for Ames, at least here in Halifax. The Atlantic Institute for Market Studies doesn't just comment on issues within our community, but around our region, of course. And a real pleasure to welcome to our program here this afternoon on News 95.7, a gentleman who has been known for his contributions to well-known political panels, including Canada Now. And we are really pleased to say hi and good day, Ross Haynes. How are you, sir?
Sheldon, great to be with you. Thanks for calling.
You are a now retired lawyer. Have you you've hung up your law robe, I guess?
Well, I hung up my billing card.
tell me about the decision, your reasoning behind the reason behind your new appointment. Why is it that you wanted to do this?
Well, I think Ames is an important voice, an independent voice, speaking on public policy issues, economic issues, those issues that focus on prosperity, development, and growth for our province, for our region. Ames has been an effective voice for, well over almost two decades now, and it's a privilege to be part of that. Prides itself in its independence, its ability to comment in a nonpartisan manner on many issues that are before the public, and my job is to accelerate that, enhance it, and to contribute as much as possible to good public discourse on policy issues.
What does it mean that you've been appointed a senior fellow?
Well, I suppose it's just an acknowledgement that I'm part of the internal family of Ames, and that I will have a role with the Ames organization, specifically focused on speaking publicly about the public policy matters, as opposed to writing position papers and doing the academic studies that many of the other people that are fellows of the organization undertake.
Ross,
I'm on the sales team.
You're on the sales team. Ross Haynes is here with us today. And we just spoke with a professor emeritus from Carleton about the changing media landscape. Still a role, still a place for organizations like Ames, and still a place for people standing in front of groups of others to share information?
I think so. I think we're human beings. We enjoy personal contact. We enjoy that opportunity to hear people and engage with them personally and see others engaging with them in public discussions. And despite, the proliferation of media and the many sources through which people gain information, human contact is still beneficial. And we see, the premier, I understand, today is going to be speaking to a business group on the state of the province in a public forum. We have many organizations, whether you're talking about Rotary or Chambers of Commerce or church groups, other social policy groups. They have meeting conferences. They want to engage in discussion. They want to see a living, breathing person in front of them talk. And I think that's going to continue regardless of the kind of challenges that your previous interview had in relation to media news.
With that in mind, the one situation we have with social media, and one of the reasons people are attracted to, say, a platform like Twitter, is because it's interactive. It's an opportunity for someone like yourself to have a position and for people to ask you about that position. That in mind, what is your take as to what's happening here with the province's negotiation with the teachers and the teachers announcing they want to strike on Friday?
Well, as all your earlier speaker before the 1 o'clock news time spoke about the lawyer who's married to a person in the special education business. I mean, these are posturing positions. The teachers want to make a public statement. They want to bring pressure to the government. They want to embarrass the government. The government is attempting to show power and authority and to, tell the population and the teachers, they've had enough. They've come to a position and they're going to force a closure to the issue. So it's I mean, it's kind of an unfortunate confrontation situation. Nobody really benefits or comes out the winner, but it is part of the labor game, the labor business. So I don't know if you should get too upset about it, but there are issues in relation to our teaching and education system, and I don't think this particular furthers the discussion of those issues.
Ross Haynes is here with us this afternoon, recently announced as a senior fellow with the Atlantic Institute for Market Studies. When it comes to these positions, we hear people who say government is anti-union or teachers are greedy. And we hear that whole the whole discussion about left versus right.
Yes.
Where does Ross fit on that scale, or do you even care?
Well, I care. We all have skin in this game. You know, we benefit from a robust public education system. Most of us, I certainly am a product to some extent of public education in Nova Scotia. My children are, my grandchildren are. And, so for the long term, our province celebrates the high quality of education that we have and the well-educated public, community that we have as an economic engine, or to contribute to an economic engine here that we, may be sputtering along. I think it's unfortunate that these negotiations have come to this impasse between the two participants. But one of the problems, too, is that many of the issues that we might want to talk about that bring us to this haven't been talked about. Whether or not, for example, the special education students in the general classroom, is that contributing to some of the classroom issues that teachers are facing? Why, even though we have a dramatically declining student population, do we still have pretty stable number of teachers? Is there some distribution issue as to teaching talent in the schools? The effect of closing down schools in rural areas and the impact on the rural community. Is that something we need to have a more robust debate about instead of doing it in a crisis manner when schools are being announced to be closed? I think that we need to have more public engagement on all these policy issues and try to avoid the confrontations that come up when either you're closing schools or you're having labor negotiations like this with the teachers. And there are legitimate concerns with teachers. We increase teacher salaries, that raises the expenditure for the provinces, coffers, which they can ill afford, and we have, we have this long service award that teachers are getting. Is that appropriate? The days of non-productive time that teachers having, yet we know that being a teacher is a demanding, exhausting responsibility. Standing in front of an audience for hours every day is not an easy thing. You do it on the radio, and it's tiring. At the end of your three-hour shift, you're pooped. It's a lot of work.
It is.
And teachers doing this day in and day out, it's a demanding profession. So there's lots of issues to discuss, but it's unfortunate they get distilled into confrontations like the one we're experiencing now in Nova Scotia.
Well, Ross, I was very interested in getting you on the radio for the first of what I hope are many conversations, and perhaps we'll be able to invite you in for a sit-down at some point in the near future.
Face-to-face.
That would work for me, too.
Work for me, too. I look forward to it, Sheldon.
Ross Haynes, thank you so much, sir, and enjoy the rest of today and limber up. I guess we're going to have to shovel again tomorrow.
Shovel. I am a senior shoveler, too.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. All the
Thanks
best.
Thanks very much. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.